Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.
Now, okay, we've got a couple of good ones here for you. Firstly, bin juices, one of the things we detest more than anything else in the world. And there's always stuff at the end of the bin. You always end up rinsing out and usually putting bleach in it. Well, old newspaper at the bottom of the bin to absorb the bin juices. So instead of having to deal with the entire... Now, make sure it's thick so that the bottom of it doesn't stick to the bin, but thick enough so that it takes all the juices. You can just take the newspaper out directly and throw it at the bin. Hmm. Sounds quite simple, but actually I did it the last time I had the bin, and it made a big difference because you don't get... Like, as long as the bottom layer doesn't get wet, you don't get it all sticking to the bin, and you have to peel it off. And so it's actually a really good one.
My wife bought actual bin powder. Where she got it, I don't know. But it's lemon-scented bin powder. It's essentially talcum powder.
She's a great one for these things.
Yeah, you put it at the bottom of your bin.
Right.
And whatever juices are there, just, like, whatever, they congeal, and it's all lemony. And
that sounds like it might be a thick bit of powder covered in bin juice at the bottom, though.
It's grand, though. No, this is the stuff I think they use in the nightclubs if anyone, like... You know, this powder is put on it and it scoops up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Honestly, bin powder.
If you're drying your shoes, right, and you say you're washing runners, which I've done a bit recently, and it's annoying because they get a bit wrecked because the thing comes out of the sole and then they're odd shaped and stuff. If you tumble dry them, tie the laces together and leave one of them out on the ground, on the floor, so that the weight of that one and the distribution means that they don't get ruined. So tie the laces together, leave one out of the tumble dryer and put one in.
I've washed
so
shoes.
Bang all around.
Never tumble dry them.
Yeah, I have.
A tumble dryer.
The problem is, in weather like this, when you try to dry runners, if you leave them outside on a sunny day with the thing all open, that's grand. But if you try to dry them now, they don't dry.
You got that stale washing smell.
Yeah.
Off them.
So I have recently, but only for a little while. If you've got a spring from an old pen, you know the way chargers are always breaking for your phone and the wires coming apart and all that.
Yeah.
Put the spring part from inside the pen on the lead of the charger. It keeps it strong and intact and stops it from breaking.
Nice.
And also, this is a deadly one, actually. Look at this picture. If you get your phone, right, and you get a water bottle, you have like an office or something like that, and you just put your phone under the bottle, so the light shining up through the water bottle, look what sort of light you get. I think that's deadly, isn't it?
What's the purpose of this?
Basically,
to read a book or something,
isn't it? It makes a lantern effect that distributes light much better than having a direct beam. So, yeah, you could read a book with it or whatever, but it's also quite nice to look at.
Sarah Dawn has been in touch on the WhatsApp in relation to the runners. For white fabric runners and whites with stains, mix half water, half white vinegar in a spray bottle, spray all over the item, put them into the wash, just put the white vinegar where the fabric softener goes and some varnish and comes out like new. Yeah. White vinegar, Laura.
Brilliant. Thank you, Sarah. Vinegar for everything, they say. Yeah, absolutely.
Deadly.
Fantastic.
So now we know.
Bin powder.
I'll find out where she gets... I don't know where she gets these. The stuff she comes home with, Laura. We got... Like, she bought home... we have blinds that we got... We got Venetian blinds in the sitting room.
Lovely.
We did. Lovely. But she came home with this tongs thing that has, like, four... fork ends on it that are covered in fabric. Yeah, to clean the blinds.
Yeah.
Where do you get this stuff?
Where does she get it?
I don't know.
Like, it's just unbelievable.
Just disappears.
She's
like,
the queen of hacks.
She does.
Is the queen of hacks.
I'm just going to get the milk.
And
2 hours later, she's
back
with, back
with
all
blind
this
cleaner.
Stuff. Yeah. She's mad.
Robin Lawrence, Home Hacks on East Coast FM.